Yo, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the 105th episode of True to Side.
Much better. We're getting there. We're getting there. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Quarantine at Canada Got Soul. Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hi!
And returning for the umpteenth time, and late for as many times as that as well, Mr. Phil Dos Santos, Soul Purpose. Hello, hello.
I'm eating cornbread in the dark.
We told you that we're recording this for video, right?
You guys told me it's not on video, and then I started eating more, and then now you're telling me it's on video.
And so, then you took your clothes off, and we're like, no.
Not you gotta make up video. Your mind.
Can't have all of the worlds. What's up, and welcome to everyone except for the coronavirus. To show number 2 out of 2 for the week, we've got another cute little show for you guys with a grab bag of our weekly segments and the return of Can You Name 5? But just so we can watch Phil struggle and make ourselves feel better. We're going to end the show talking about how we think this quarantine is going to affect the sneaker market, resale and retail, and as well what we think brands should be doing to help the boutiques get through these tough times. But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
Yeah, it sounds like really bad still. We need the mics back so bad. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from @SneakerMC. He says, do you wear your shoes in the house during social isolation?
No.
It's not thumbs up, thumbs down, Phil. Everyone has to speak. Alvin, yes or no?
I take a picture and then I take them off.
Yeah, of all people, I think Alvin is the one doing it the most.
I'm not American, man. And then wherever I take the picture, I make sure to like clean it. You know, that's gross, bro.
You're not American or on a sitcom, so yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah. And like, who wears their shoes in the house, bro?
Sorry, Fred Savage, take your shoes off.
Americans do, apparently. If there's any Americans listening, I do want to know if you guys actually wear your shoes in the house. If anyone listening. If it's a thing that you wear shoes in the house, because that's really interesting to me. Phil, do you, yes or no?
No. As an adult, I've learned not to wear shoes in the house. Not that I did when I was a kid, but this is the one where you can elaborate, right?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, because if I make a mess in my house, I have to clean it myself. So that's a no-go.
So if it was someone else's house, then maybe, potentially.
Maybe.
But your house, you're the one who's got to sweep it up.
It's just very counterproductive to wear shoes and make a mess in your own house, you know?
Yeah, you feel that. Joel, grown adult over there, are you wearing shoes in your house during quarantine social isolation?
No way. You crazy? I would not do that. Mayor would kick my ass if I did.
I can't think of a situation other than like what Alvin said to take a photo that I would need to wear shoes in the house. It's not as comfortable as being barefoot or in slides. So like I'd rather, even for that reason, would not wear shoes in the house. At SneakerMC, if you're listening, let us know if you wear shoes in the house during social isolation. Maybe people are just a little bit sad, you know, and they just miss shoes and they just want to put some nice shoes on and walk around for a little bit. I wouldn't judge you.
Yeah, maybe.
Of all times in our human history, this is the time where I would find it a little bit more acceptable. If you have a question for the fire round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
Super cute. I mean, I guess I'll go first. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. So my pick this week for the 42nd week in a row is a Nike SB Dunk. This week it's the Dunk SB Low Grateful Dead Bears pack. So similar to the Three Bears pack, these are a little fuzzy Nike Dunk Low. They're in relation to the Grateful Dead, who is a white people rock band. They did a cover. They had an album cover in 1973 on one of their albums, and it featured five just like bears who are different colors. There's like a green, a yellow, orange, whatever. And this pack, which is quite well done, pays tribute to that. So I believe the colors that they're releasing in the shoe are, I could be wrong, is the green, the orange, and the yellow. But the only one that there's actual, not official, but there's photos of right now, is the lime green one. So it's lime green, tonal, like the entire shoe is lime green. There's suede and fuzzy hits all over the upper. The outsole is like a royal blue, and the swoosh pays homage to like the scarf or whatever is going on with the bear's neck there. So it's like spiky, and it's also blue. And it looks like in the tongue, there's like a zippered pocket, which is really, really cool. Like the entire top of the tongue completely zips open. So it's like a stash pocket on steroids, really. But I see this pack being incredibly hyped because anything vintage rock right now is just through the roof. Ask H&M and their Metallica t-shirts. I definitely see this being a super hype pack. This specific color, the green one, is crazy. The other ones will likely also be crazy, so I will probably be trying to go after these and pay tribute to my white roots. So for these, I will call them a scoop. Let's go, Joel, you can go next.
All right, so my pick is the Air Max 90 Cork, it's called. The cork itself is on the insole. The part of the shoe is like a washed denim. Apparently there's hemp on it. It's like different shades of like, you know, denim and whatnot. But I think the sole is a translucent. It's like a speckled translucent as well. So it's super, super cute, super cute shoe. There's not really like a release date, but I'm gonna guess like around I guess maybe spring, maybe soon it'll drop.
that's your inside information.
That's my little bird told me it's gonna drop like soon, like when the birds and stuff start chirping. So but yeah, around maybe next month or something.
Like okay. But yeah. Thank you for giving us the first details of the release for that shoe. You heard it here first. Joel says probably next month. Alvin.
Super, super cute.
Alvin, what do you got?
I got the New Balance.
Oh, those are sweet.
You know the right?
It's the colorway. It's called the New Balance, the 991s. They're part of the Made in UK, like, I don't know, what do you call that?
Line?
They're made in UK. And basically how the colorway, like how they color blocked it is similar to like an Air Max 1 type colorway where it's the mudguard and stuff is navy. Mm-hmm. And then you have the midsole that's got like white, but the back half of the midsole has like that patina, which is pretty dope. And then you have the white mesh with like the gray accents in suede. Pretty dope shoe. It's like just a classic colorway. And the 991 silhouette's pretty popping too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously it's a really popular silhouette now, especially with, you know, all the other colorways that have come out with it. But these are pretty dope. Not even a collabo, but like a strong GR.
Very strong.
I'm gonna call these like, as much as I want them to be a scoop, with the situation that everyone's in right now, I'm just going to call them a cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the color blocking. Like, I just love anything with navy and red. So, I mean,
it's simple.
But yeah, and the 991 is like mucho, mucho good. I like these a lot. Philly, you have a pick for us, do you not?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
I do have a pick. Hello, everyone, once again, who we've all been talking to for the past 20 minutes. Yeah, my pick is an Air Max 90. Is called, I don't know what the cool nickname is, but let's just call it the Total Orange.
Atomic Orange.
Is it Atomic Orange? Is that the official?
No, I don't think there's an official one, but I like Atomic Orange. Sounds pretty cool.
Cool. That does sound cool. thank you for that. And it's essentially the same color blocking as the Infrared 90 or that cluster of 90s that came out top of this year, like the Volt, the pink, the teal, or whatever they were. This one, you just replace that said color with orange. So it's orange around the air bubble, orange on the heel tab, and orange on the eyelets. The
bottom. Oh, it's eyelets. Orange.
Orange.
Got it.
Not infrared.
Orange.
Orange, yeah. Just imagine the infrareds or the volts, but with orange instead of infrared or volt.
Got it.
Pretty simple, pretty classic, but orange is my favorite color. So,
oh, is it?
This is gonna happen. This is gonna happen, guys. Corona, happen. Rona or no Rona?
Not it's Home going, Depot, bro.
It's going down.
Home
yeah,
Depot no. For real.
Home Depot.
Sorry, I'm not camping out at Lowe's for you.
Oh God! Hey. Every time this guy's in the podcast, it's just.
those total oranges drop around the same time as the denims, right?
Oh,
I think
so. Nah.
You heard it here first, guys.
So thanks, man. Thank you. We appreciate
from what
it.
I heard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Word on the block.
Exclusive.
Word on the block.
apparently I didn't even know this, but in like 2016 or something, and a very, very similar color dropped. I don't know if you even noticed it back then, Phil, but it was like the exact same thing. But the suede was leather instead of suede.
Ooh,
yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
2016, yeah, the exact that's... same color blocking, exact same shoe, but it was just leather instead.
Yeah. I think I vaguely remember those. I don't know how I feel about leather on a 90, but
yeah, no, definitely yeah, has to be the mesh. And
yeah,
I agree. I hope that they come in an orange box too, like they've been doing with the other OG. Ooh.
Oh yeah,
With the color, right?
Yeah,
people are saying that this is an OG colorway. I don't remember or can't confirm, but either way, yeah.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah,
looking at you, Troy Alexander.
Yeah, somebody who knows a lot more about Air Maxes than us, please.
Air Max 90.
So these were a whoopty whoop for you, Phil. These are a no matter what, Rona, no Rona, social distancing or not.
What's the level down? Scoop? Is scoop a level down from whoopty whoop?
Yeah.
Let's go scoop. Okay. I don't wanna oversell this here.
In the event that your feelings change and you feel committed because of the comments you made on this podcast.
Yes. And who knows what the Rona is gonna be doing.
The Rona.
That's very true.
We'll scale it back a bit.
So we're gonna switch things up. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment we're gonna take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week, what I want to know from you guys in 30 short seconds is, so it's April now, Easter is coming up, and I know that it kind of, for a lot of us, feels like every week is a long weekend now, but I want to know, because Easter long weekend is coming up, what's the best long weekend of the year?
Oh,
because they're not all equal. Not all long weekends are made the same.
Yeah.
There honestly, are some that are better than others. Go ahead, Alvin.
Easter long weekend is the longest long weekend.
Depends on where you work. Not everyone gets that Monday off or the Friday. One of the two. Too. Yeah.
But good then Friday. You get the Good Friday. You get the Friday off, right?
Yeah.
Good Friday, yeah.
And then, like, depending on when Christmas lands, it's not really a long weekend. It's just a short week.
That's true. Yeah.
Right?
I think that...
My vote is for this, like, Easter long weekend.
For Easter? I think that my favorite, I'm going to jump in front of, not that there was an order, I'm going to go with Thanksgiving long weekend. Because, like, after the summer, you kind of hit, like, a lull. Like, you have Labor Day long weekend, and you're kind of just chilling for a long time until, like, mid-October you get Thanksgiving. And it's just, like, a nice break. You get that Monday off. So I'm a big fan of the October Monday off Thanksgiving.
True.
Phil, what do you think?
Best long weekend of the year. Man. I didn't really think this one through. let's
obviously
go with
Family Day.
Oh, true.
Go, that's your answer, Alvin? Family Day?
No, I was talking shit.
Oh, you said Easter already, didn't you?
Yeah, you said Easter.
Okay. One answer. One per person, guys. One per person. That's sneakers. No, I'm gonna go with the old. Is it late August? The Caravana Long weekend.
Oh, Civic holiday.
Civic.
It's my birthday weekend.
The old Civi. Yeah. See, Lawrence's birthday. Now you have OVO Bounce. Sometimes you have Crown League. Well, a couple years ago you did.
Yep.
Yeah. You have Caravana. You have a lot of events.
Veld.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Veld, yeah.
That's a good one. Joel, your favorite long weekend of the year?
My favorite long weekend of the year? I'm going to say Christmas, like the Christmas, New Year's kind of flex.
Oh, that like, week, you know, between?
Like, yeah, like, you know, you have like Christmas Day and Boxing Day off, and then you got to come back and whatnot. And then the next week, the week after, you got like New Year's Day off kind of thing. I kind of like that, where it's kind of like spaced out properly.
True. And because that week you don't do any work anyways, like between Boxing Day and New Year's, you're not doing shit. No one does anything.
Yeah, it's all like chill. So.
Yeah, there's not a chance anybody does any work during that time.
Nah, man.
hopefully my boss is not listening to this. and that was probably about 30 seconds. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. It's been a while since we've done EEE. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So we got a couple of submissions for some of the games that we played last week. People think that they're a lot smarter than us, but the most important EEE that we got was from Quincy Martinez on YouTube. Oh. Wow. He says the first little community we had was Soul Seekers on WhatsApp. That's where we all started connecting as sneakerheads. I think it was BlackBerry Messenger. I feel like it was BBM. I'm pretty sure it was a BBM. Yeah. I think it was a BBM group, but you're right. Soul Seekers, and we had Team Jawls, JAWLS. Remember that? It was Joel, Alvin, Wendell, Lawrence, and Sumo. That's who it was.
Oh my God.
Jaws. I remember that shit. And then when it expanded to more than five people, it became Soul Seekers, which was it's a great name.
Crazy.
Yeah. So the couple of people who think that they're way smarter than us. So HQ Inc., Harrison Koo. For the license plate game. First of all, Phil, can you think of any sneaker nicknames or like colorways that start with the letter N? It's not easy. It's not easy. So
the first thing that the one that came to mind is doesn't count, but I thought paranormal.
That's a P. That's a P.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Literally does not answer the question at all.
So
Harrison Koo said No Bad Days, which would be the New Balance. Night of Mischief, which was the SB, I believe. Northern Lights, which was also an SB, and New Love Jordan 1 mids.
Northern Lights.
Okay, Phil, we're gonna do one more. Anything that starts with an E.
Anything.
Well, any
like an
same thing. No.
No.
First of all, why is that the first E egg. Thing that you think egg. Of? Egg. Any sneaker
Next.
Nickname?
I'm killing this.
Sneaker nickname or colorway that starts with the letter E?
I feel like there's got to be a colorway that starts with like energy something. E. I don't know.
Yes, four.
Evil. Three, is there evil? Evil something?
Two,
evil something or other? Is
one.
Evil?
Yeah, so we couldn't think of anything either. That's why our game last week flopped. But Harrison Koo said Nike Dunk SB Low Eerie. Shout out to the eerie Dunk Lows.
Was he doing this on a time, like 3 seconds? Or did
see,
he
that's
the
thing. No, he said
Google an hour to look for it.
We that's were doing saying. It under pressure. The listeners are doing it under their own schedule. They got time to pause, hang out.
Give me 8 minutes. Give me 8 minutes.
Exactly.
Give me some answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also Jalen Like Rose wrote in, and her answer for N was NMDs, and I made sure to tell her that does not count. That's a model. I said colorway, nickname, anything else. NMD did not count. So she had all the time in the world and still couldn't do it. So I feel a lot better, a lot better about ourselves that we were really
confidence
bad.
Restored.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Leave it to us taking other people's failures as boosts to our own confidence. speaking of other people's failures for boosts for our own confidence, Phil, we have a game just for you this week. So last week we played a game called Name Five. Okay. So basically how it works is you have 20 seconds. I'm going to give you a topic, and you have to name five things that fall under that topic in the 20 seconds. It's sneaker related.
This is envelope. This is a lot easier. This is a lot easier on TV. Like, this is like Fast Money on Family Feud or something.
Oh yeah, it's way easier on TV. Survey says
chicken.
Okay.
Okay.
Spinach.
So last week we pitted Alvin against Joel. Alvin was the winner. He was able to do four of them. Joel was able to do two. I trimmed it down a little bit. So it's still the same ones, but it's not all of them. There's four here for you. So if you're able to get at least 50%, you will get one gold star. If you're able, and these gold stars are transferable. And if you get five gold stars, you can get nothing. So it's a lot on the line here.
Sounds good. Sounds profitable.
So the first one, wait, let me prepare my timer because this is a very serious game show with serious implications. The first one, that's the calculator. Do you guys ever do that? You open the calculator and not the time. Sure. Anyways, so
sometimes I want music and I open the calculator by accident.
Okay, well that's just that's just ridiculous.
That's stupid.
The first one, the timer starts immediately after I press after I finish reading the question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Can you name five brands that Kith has collaborated with?
Coca-Cola, Disney, Mickey Mouse.
That's still two. Yeah.
Adidas, Bape.
Bape.
Did they not do something with Bape? Did they not do something with Bape?
I don't think so.
I swear. We'll have to look that up.
Okay, that was 20 seconds. That was 20 seconds. That was 22 seconds,
too
actually.
Hard, guys.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I haven't bought anything from Kith, but I feel like I should have known that anyways.
They Nike. Like, they collaborate with everybody.
Moncler.
I know. I was thinking about Nike, too.
New Balance.
They did the women's Moncler. Was it a women's jacket?
Or I think they did a full thing. Okay, so you did not get that one. Okay, next up. They do get much harder, so hopefully you...
Wow.
That was the easy one, because Kith has collaborated with everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Next up.
Naming people.
Brands that have done a Jordan collaboration.
Pigalle.
Not easy.
Who?
Pigalle.
Oh, Pigalle. Okay.
Pigalle in France, right? Oh, wait, does this count athletes too, or just
Pigalle?
Okay, I'm gonna start over because you're literally. I don't even think that they've done Jordan. Didn't they just do Nike? Is there a Pigalle Jordan?
I thought they did a Jordan 1. No,
Jordan 1. No.
I don't know. We'll fact check that after. Okay, I'm gonna start it over. You've been thinking. So now go ahead.
I haven't.
Go, Jordan collaborations, brands.
Colette.
Okay.
Ooh,
super unofficial. Okay.
What? That's official.
They had the old one, the navy one, the back of the day.
What? The royal blue one. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
That was literally like probably 40 seconds. So you could have said Off-White, Cause.
Off-White has done Jordan collabs?
Jordan 1? Don't you own the Jordan 5?
Jordan 5 you bought?
Yeah, I have a bunch of them. I don't know. This is a lot harder.
It's hard when you're on the clock, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay, so speaking of Off-White, although take a sip. That's what you needed, hydration. That was the problem.
Oh, man.
This one is a little bit harder because there's only there's a finite number of answers. The other ones were like pretty much infinite. There was a ton of them. But you're a hypey, so you should get this. Can you name five off-white Nike collaborations that have air in them?
Ooh. Well, there's the Jordan 5.
Yes, one.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Air Max 97.
Yep.
Air Max 90.
Yep.
Air Force 1.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And
One more.
Oh my god.
Time's up. Time's up. I would have accepted Air Jordan 1.
Oh yeah. That whole thing.
And Vapor Max. You missed as well.
Vapor Max.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's like three or four of those. All right, last one. You have to get at least one of these. You got to make yourself look sort of presentable.
I got 4 out of 5 on 2 of them. Does that count as anything?
No, the game is called Name 5, not Name 4 out of 5.
But it was close.
Close.
So technically you got 8.
Yeah.
8 out of 10. Your percentage is getting worse, though.
this is embarrassing.
Okay, the last one. This one you have to get. I believe in you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll try. Uh-huh, I'm ready.
Can you name 5 non-Jordans that contain elephant print?
What? Yeah, the Air Max 1 at most.
Okay.
Clark Kent did like 3 joints. the 112, the 112 pack.
You cannot do a whole pack.
Why not?
You're not naming anything.
Oh my gosh. He did an Air Max 1. He did was it a dunk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what the third one was.
Okay, well, that was 30 trainer. Seconds, and I still...
A trainer, no? The bow nose trainer?
Right? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Trainer. I think he did a LeBron another, 8.
I got another 4
that's back. Great.
What else did we say last week? Huff Air Max 1, mm-hmm. Kashima, right? Air Max 97.
Wait, was the Huff... oh, yeah, there was a couple Huff ones. I'm thinking the one that had, like, the earthquake lines in it. But yeah, okay, never mind.
Isn't that the same one? Doesn't it have elephant? The Air Max 1? Oh, no. Never mind. Huffquake. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Air Max 90s.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So you failed really badly at that. So next up, we do have something.
Close.
It wasn't close. It really wasn't.
almost, bro.
You got 4 out of 5, but you took 40 seconds to get 4 out of 5. Like, that does not count at all.
Check the replay. Review.
Run it back. Run it back. Whoever's listening, run it back. So we do have something to promote real quick. Air Max Madness is back on our Instagram stories. We're running it back for the second year in a row. We did it last year with just every single Air Max, and we were able to do, similar to March Madness, a big-ass bracket to determine the greatest Air Max of all time. If you were wondering, we were the ones who decided that. And the Atmos Air Max 1 is the one that won last year. The elephant print. This year we're running it back with Josh Scott. Follow him on Instagram, Joshua Brian Scott, but just with Air Max 90s because it's the 30th anniversary. So every day on our stories we're posting polls. The winners from each day are advancing through the bracket, and by the end of the month we will have one champion, hopefully. As long as there's no controversy. Any predictions when we go through? Alvin, what do you think is going to win best Air Max 90 of all time?
The Bacons, but I haven't seen them yet.
They're definitely going to be a 1 seed. Joel, best Air Max 90 of all time. What do you think's winning?
I'm gonna say the Homegrowns.
Really?
Ooh.
Hmm. Philly.
The best Air Max 90 of all times of all time is the Infrared.
Yeah, I'm surprised that hasn't been more talked about as a front runner, but it definitely is. I think Warhawks, though.
Yeah.
Warhawk 90s, for sure, I think are so cool, really unique, and I think they have a real good shot. But we'll see. We should put friendly wagers on it. Maybe, like, the person who is the furthest away has to be naked on True to Size or whatever. We'll see.
Phil already did that.
Yeah, Phil's already doing it right now. He just lost at Can You Name 5, that's why. So.
Yeah.
So just this week's quick discussion, as much as everybody's trying to escape the COVID-19 talk and the coronavirus, the Rona, as Phil has been talking about. Rona, no home hardware. We just want to discuss real quickly, like, what we think is going to happen, I guess, with sneakers and the resale market and the retail market and all these boutiques that are relying on in-store traffic to survive. What's going to happen? So, first of all, are you guys surprised that a lot of these big releases are still, like, going forward as planned? Like, the Duck Camo happened, I think, in a couple days or, like, a week. There's a Travis Scott Air Max 270 React that's supposed to come out that seems that it's still happening. Are you guys surprised that they're still going forward with a lot of these releases, or Alvin's shaking his head no? Why no?
It's like, it's still like, yo, it's business as usual. I mean, I know, I get it, a lot of people got laid off, but there's still a lot of people who are still working, and even some people who got laid off don't give a fuck and they'll still spend their money, you know what I mean? And just because you can't get it physically in store, e-com is such a huge thing now, man. Like, think about what's going on. Like, Amazon is blowing up like crazy right now. Like, I see an Amazon pocket package on literally every doorstep, like, when I'm driving home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, just because the physical stores are closed, like, I don't think the sales will stop. I don't think they should stop because people will still buy it online, and there's still people who are capable of doing so.
True story.
Unfortunately, the world doesn't stop just because, you know, other people are unable to do so.
No, which absolutely sucks, but,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's life, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to stop, though.
Phil, Joel, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't, like, just like what Alvin said, like, I don't think it's ever going to stop, man. Like with e-com and...
Joel is, like, completely cut out. So while his Wi-Fi fixes itself, I wasn't sure if that was just me or not.
You should probably get Joel to say the answer again, because I didn't get 98% of it.
Phil, go ahead and answer the question, and then we'll hopefully Joel can recoup his Wi-Fi there. Everyone in his house is using the data right now. Phil, what do you think?
too much Animal Crossing at Joel's house. no, it's honestly, it's a really slippery slope because for Nike, I mean, for them, it's tough because they closed all of their stores globally. I think some are starting to reopen in China now, possibly. Don't quote me. Don't go to China and try and shop. But I think all of their stores globally, I know North America, they're still closed. So majority of their income, I believe, probably more in store than it is online. So they're taking that hit. And their world headquarters, which I'm assuming employs thousands of people, that's probably shut down as well. So it's like everyone's kind of running red right now. They're not making anywhere. They could be making tons of money online, but I don't know if that's going to be enough to, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be enough to make up what they're losing in store. So am I surprised? No, because, you know, people still have to, not people, companies still have to pay their employees, and they still want to stay afloat, and they still want to be able to come up after this, when things get back to normal or whatever the normal is. It sucks because a lot of stores, I don't want to name any names because it's funny because Lawrence and I were commenting and messaging each other when those 90s release. Was it the Duck Camo 2.0?
Yeah.
A lot of stores, we won't name them, but a lot of stores really fumbled on releases and didn't release at midnight like they said, or at 9 a.m. or whatever time they promised.
11 a.m. from a store in Ottawa?
Yeah. Wait a beat.
But we're not naming any names, like we said.
No, I'm not naming shit, but you're from Ottawa. I'm cheese, seriously, bro. Don't tell me he's going to release.
No, seriously. Like, I know the Rona is here, but, like, you guys should have done the release as normal and not mess it up. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
But no, I mean, in all seriousness, like, you know, business is business, and I know these companies. It's a slippery slope because you can't go full out, like, you can't go full out marketing blitz and, like, seeding all these people with the shoe because, like, you look crazy and it will hurt your your reputation, your image, everything long term. So it's like a slippery slope of, like, okay, well, we still want to sell stuff, but we don't have physical stores. We just want to sell online, and we can't really advertise much because it looks crazy right now.
Mm. Joel, do you want to try and go again? Or
I said, all I basically said was just like, you know, like e-com and stuff like that, it does help. And I just do not see it slowing down at any time right now. Like, you know, I mean, everybody's got to make their money despite what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, this is kind of bridging off of that question a little bit, because I definitely agree with what you guys said. Like, it's surprising in a sense, but it's also uncharted territory. So it's only surprising just because you're like, whoa, all this shit is happening, but people are still buying sneakers. Like, it seems so unimportant, but at the same time, like, what the fuck else are you going to do, right? So it's just like, it's uncharted territory. And I think that obviously, like you guys said, the world's not going to stop. Like, it can't completely stop turning. But have you guys noticed how many stores now are allowed to sell Nike online? Specifically Nike, because Nike is very stingy about who they let sell their product on their website. Just because you get an in-store Nike account doesn't guarantee that you'll be able to sell it online. Like, it's two separate accounts. You essentially have to get an in-store Nike account. And even if you have more than one location, you have to get separate Nike accounts for each location. And then if you have a website, you have to get a separate Nike account for that. And it seems like Nike is like pre-approving, or I don't know if they're approving it at all. But there's a ton of like specifically local boutiques that are now all of a sudden putting, oh, we now sell our Nike online. You can now buy our Nike stock online. So I guess that's bridging into my next question. Is there anything you think the brands can do? Because we know that Nike, after all this is done, is going to be fine. Like, they may have a little hiccup. They may hit a speed bump along the way. But at some point, they're going to go back to normal because, like, we're all lining up. Like, we're doing this podcast because we like their products. So the brands are going to be fine. It's mostly the boutiques and the stores that are going to take a hit because a lot of them are independently run. So do you think there's anything that these brands could be doing or even should be doing to help the stores right now?
Yes and no. Let's just be nice and say yes, because it's like you look at boutiques. Part of me is like, no, every man for themselves, which is kind of true. But I mean, with Nike, they have so much money and so many resources. I think it would be nice if they paid it forward and maybe offered some kind of stimulus package or something based on, you know, how much money you generate for Nike, how long you've had your contract with them. You know, certain factors like that. But I think it would be nice for them to kind of pump some money into, you know, the companies. I don't know if it necessarily Foot Locker or these giant conglomerates. But
yeah.
Like the little mom and pop shops that have been rocking with them for how many years that still have good contracts with them that keep them thriving in big to small cities across the world.
Yeah, like the one thing when I came up with this question that I could think of that I think they should be doing if they're not already, like it seems brainless to me, is to, especially for these hype releases, be giving them as many pairs as physically possible. Like, as many pairs as this store, like, say it's Livestock, for example, or some normal store in Ottawa or whatever, they should be filling the store to the brim with Duck Camo 90s, because, like, let's face it, that's what they're going to be making their bread and butter on right now. Like, if that's a guaranteed paycheck, Nike's going to get their paycheck regardless. Like, they're not going to be able to sell it on their website. Okay, sure, they're going to miss out on the 50% wholesale. But, like, Livestock is probably relying on a lot of these big releases to pay their employees, pay the rent, pay their bills for the next, like, for the foreseeable future. So why not, like, you're still selling the shoes, but just send them a fuckload. Send them 2,000 fucking pairs that you might have pushed out on sneakers or on Nike.ca and let the store sell it. Even if you sell it to them at a higher rate, like something, just so they can have the opportunity to make some money, some guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, maybe the 90s was a bad example because it was so recent. But if there's something coming up, like if it's the Court Purple that's this weekend or the Travis Scott Air Max that's kind of like sort of confirmed but terrible. Not really confirmed. Yeah, that's really ugly. But whatever, it's going to sell out. If it's a guaranteed sellout, like, think of these mom and pop shops that are not selling a goddamn thing right now because, one, they don't have the infrastructure for a huge online or whatever it is. Send them a as many pairs as their stock room or their store can fit so they can make some money and feed their families, because like they need it right now. And that's one of like the main things that I can think of. You guys have like Joel or Alvin, you have any other ideas or any suggestions or anything like that?
For like your long standing, like contract stores that are mom and pop, give them a collabo, man.
True. Yeah.
Like just for mm-hmm. this moment, like, you know what I mean? If you want to help them thrive, you want to help them get their name out there, if you want to help them just do any kind of success, just like what else are you doing right now, bro? Like,
that's true.
You're not having any success in your GR shit, because literally the general public isn't really shopping for sneakers. If they're shopping for anything, it's like food,
toilet paper,
like necessities and shit, right? Or like clothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the only people who are shopping for sneakers right now are sneakerheads.
These four idiots.
And you know what I mean? speaking of which, I want to add in quickly, sorry to jump in here. Someone actually bought a pair of shoes off me off of StockX on Saturday, and I shipped them out on Sunday. I was pleasantly surprised.
Congrats, you're a reseller.
Well,
yeah.
People are still going to cop, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like talking to Chris from like Montreal, like, if he doesn't have anything to do, like he's just itching, or like he's online, or he's just like shopping, which is what I do too. I'm not gonna buy anything because I really shouldn't, or if I do, I'm gonna die.
I did
because the wife would kill me. but yeah, man, like it's what we do, right? Like, so I mean, if that's what they want to do for other, if they want to help other people thrive, why not just give them a collabo, whether it's like a fucking Air Max 90 or like an Air Force or whatever, just do something, right? Or if there's a silhouette you're trying to push later on this year, just do that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Joel, can you think of anything or any suggestions or any ideas, or should they do anything at all?
Like, remember like back in the day they had like tier zero accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Like all these like limited runs of like all these Nikes and whatnot. They should like someone like bring that back, like for like the boutiques, like, you know what I mean?
Just expand tier zero.
Yeah, just to bring that foot traffic back into the stores and whatnot, right? Because definitely they're gonna try to need that again, like once this clears up. So
maybe they should
do something like that.
Like, I don't know. Like, obviously there's no timeline on when this is gonna end, but maybe they should guarantee. Like, I don't know if you guys saw today. I'm sure Phil saw because he's all over it. But the American, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but the American sneakers app had like a massive restock on a ton of stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe obviously hindsight is 2020 and it's way too late now, but maybe they should have guaranteed those pairs to stores. Send that stuff out to your boutique, send it out to your doors.
Yeah,
so either now or when they reopen, they have something to market themselves. Push and get traffic and sell some stuff to kind of jumpstart themselves, because like, I mean, you're Nike, so you can do whatever you want, but it seems kind of redundant when you could just help your accounts who are ultimately going to pay the bills for you. So kind of on the same token, are there any things that like you think the sneaker shops should be doing to kind of stay relevant or like push themselves or anything like that? Like, we've seen a couple stores have like sales and stuff, but I don't know if that's even like gonna help. Like, is there anything else you guys can think of that they should be doing? Or
honestly, right now, probably just brush up on your social media. You know what I mean? Like, you have nothing else to do. Like, use the space or use the time to, I don't know, start up a YouTube, brush up your fucking Instagram. Like, just do something that in the long run, like, invest time into something that'll help you sell your shit.
That's very true. Yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Joel, Philly.
Yeah, like, I guess, like, try to maybe, I don't know, like, that whole collabo thing is just still coming up to my head, like, what Alvin said. So, like, maybe just try to do that and just try to keep, like, you know, the regular customers coming up and whatnot. So, I don't know, maybe just do something like that as well, along with the whole social media thing, so...
Yeah, I think if you were holding back stuff for a restock at some point, or you had a store grand opening and you were going to do a restock, now would be the time. I think it would be yesterday was the time to do that. You need to get on that ASAP. Like, you need to do anything to push traffic. Like, I think now, as much as we all hate them, now is the time you should be doing the tag three friends kind of raffle. Like Alvin said, to push as much traffic as you can to your social media, because at this point, it's not because Nike's not doing, they're not sending out a million pairs of these hype releases. It's the Air Forces, the white on white Air Force ones that are going to pay your bills strictly online. So you need to do as much traffic as you can. Phil, anything, any suggestions from you, the social media guru over there, anything they should be doing?
It's tough. It's tough right now because I think the brands, they're not really shipping much out, or like shipping is decreased so much.
Yeah.
Releases, everything are scaled back. I think this is one of the times where it's like, you know, your customer service, this is hindsight. This is looking back, but like the stores and places that had, good customer service, you know, strong personal relationships and connections with people, that are going to have return customers. I think that's going to play a factor. Cause now it's like, okay, store X is doing free shipping. Okay. Now every other store is doing free shipping. Store X is doing 20% off. Not everyone else is doing 20% off. So everyone's kind of adjusted to the new normal for what's happening right now online, but it's like, what can you do to stand out knowing that everyone's production and everyone's, like their stock is stagnant or decrease from what it normally is. So it's like, I was going to say what you said was like, if you're holding back and you're like
anything,
the old hold it back and, oh, do a surprise re-release. Mm-hmm.
Now is the time.
Yeah. But it's tough. I really don't have an answer for that. I don't know what you can do at this moment, knowing that you can't just call up Nike, and say, hey, can you send us some more Syracuse dunks?
Yeah. Can you send us some Nike Yeezys really quick? Like whatever you guys have left, or
that would work. That would work. If any stores are holding any Nike Yeezys, give us a shout. We will buy them all.
We will pay resale too.
No, what I will say is, a lot of people don't know this. I'm sure everyone in this room, virtual room, knows this, but
in this chat room.
Yeah. Nike's fiscal year. My Nike guys are going to kill me if I get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure their fiscal year ends end of May.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Ooh. And historically they've done random restocks. I'm doing air quotes for anyone who can't see this, which is everyone who's listening.
They can hear it. They can hear it in your voice.
Right. Right. They can hear the air quotes.
Yeah.
So Nike often does surprise drops, random restocks towards the end of the fiscal year, obviously to boost up numbers. And I think not from a retailer standpoint, but from the brand standpoint, that's something that they can do. Well, maybe they take it further, and not only do they do it off Nike.com, but maybe they feed it to some of their retail partners to kind of let them get some of that, the profit as well. An idea maybe, but I would say just be on the lookout for that. That should come a lot sooner this year, given the circumstances.
Interesting. Yeah, I've been checking. Like as soon as I saw that there was American sneakers restock, I was checking the Canadian one like constantly, and obviously we got absolutely fuck all, but that's not surprising. So Phil, you mentioned this and it's kind of interesting, like we were going to talk about it anyways. We actually got a lot of messages regarding this. People want to know what we think is going to happen with the resale market. Because the resale market up until this month really was going up and up and up and up. Every month we thought it had peaked, and it just keeps going up and up. Every single shoe, like paying, it's crazy to think that paying $1,000, even $500 for a shoe like 6 years ago was like, holy shit, you better be getting a pair of Nike Yeezys, like an all time grail. And now $500 is like the norm for a resale, like a decent mid level resale shoe. So now these multi-$1,000 shoes are sitting everywhere. It seems like every other shoe is worth $3,000 now. Phil, we'll start with you because you just sold a pair of shoes. Did it go for your asking price, like on StockX? It did.
Yeah. It was a shoe. It was the 2009 Jordan 3 True Blue.
Okay.
And it's one of those shoes that I just had. I have a few pairs up there that I just put them up there. And if someone grabs them, they grab them. I'm not in a huge rush. So someone actually bought them. It wasn't that much. I think they sold for like $350, $356, something like that, Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not that much at all. Sorry, I forgot what your question was.
Like, what do you think's overall, though, what do you think is going to happen? Like, I think there's obviously two ways it can go. It can go up because people are at home, or it can go down because people are broke and not buying. Like, where do you think it's going to go?
It's definitely going down. It's not to a point where it's going to be like insane. Like, I don't think anyone's going to get any Yeezys for $400 anytime soon. But I definitely think with death is one thing, and that's just like kind of a societal thing. But like, lots of people are losing their jobs. Lots of people are still working, but it might be decreased work, whatever. But basically, money is not circulating the way it was a month ago. Yeah. Definitely not 3 months ago. So, with that, everything has like in terms of retail, like all the malls are closed. Like retail is going to take a hit. And to get to your actual question, like resale, it's like everyone is prioritizing. Like, oh my, like these are stupid people, mind you. But I need to buy all the toilet paper. You know, yeah. It's like people are prioritizing like the bare necessities. Like, oh, I need to buy so much spam. I need to buy all the canned meat that there is. You know what I mean? Like, so it's gone to the point where people are overreacting, mind you. But it's come down to the discretionary income that they have. They're spending it on not $3,000 sneakers at this moment. Mm-hmm. For the most part. So I think it's going to take a hit. Rich people are still going to be rich people. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily reflect their spending habits. But I think the 90% of the people in the world who aren't rich are going to have to kind of budget and spend accordingly. So I think resale is one of those things where it's like it's not a necessity, and it's gonna take a hit for now, and it's going to be interesting. But I definitely see it declining as of, you know, the last month or two.
I'm curious to see, because like Alvin mentioned earlier, like if you just go based off statistics right now, I think that they said within the last like 2 weeks in Canada, there was 1 million people who applied for employment insurance because they had been laid off. In Canada, mind you, and there's 30 million people in Canada. So if there's 1 million people who are laid off, that means that the vast majority were either not laid off, they're still being paid, they're working from home, they're still working. So I'm wondering if it, like financially, not to say that 1 million people is not a lot of people, but percentage wise, out of the 30 million people, 1 million of them are working class, obviously. I'm wondering if it's just those 1 million people who are not going to buy, and it's not going to make a huge dent. Like, obviously, you're speaking in very specific terms within Canada, because we don't share a large stock in the resale market at all. But I'm wondering if it's not going to make a huge difference, just because the media might be making us feel like, I'm not saying it's not bad. Don't get my words twisted here. I don't want to be taken as a hot take on CP24 and saying it's not a serious issue and go outside and play basketball. I'm wondering if it seems a lot worse, and people are obviously, being a little bit more precautionary, but like people are still buying. It's just a little bit less, but if stuff is going to sell, it's going to sell. And I don't know if that's because sneakerheads are sneakerheads and they're not very good at negotiating now that StockX is a thing. Like as much as we love to say, oh, I got it for a good deal, like you paid $5 below asking on StockX, that's not a good deal. I apologize for letting you know that. Like it ultimately should be right now a buyer's market, because the sellers should be panic selling, because there's people are seemingly a lot less people have money. And those people who are selling probably need money now more than ever. So you would think that prices would start dropping if the sellers were just being, or the buyers were being just a little bit more, patient, but we're not. As sneakerheads, we're naturally not patient at all. So I think it could go down if people were smarter, but it's not going to. But what do you guys think, Alvin? You think it's gonna drop, or what do you think?
It's definitely gonna slow down. But I mean, the buying will still be there. And then I don't know, man. Like, we'll see what happens. It all depends on how shit pops off in like the next two to three months.
It's very true.
I want to say 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 days?
That's not going to happen. Is that Alvin or Donald Trump?
Not that serious.
It's fine.
I want to say 2 to 3 days. But,
wash your hands.
Yeah, man. Like, if more people get laid off and stuff, and if more people are don't have that disposable income, then definitely, like, it's going down. But as of right now, like, people are still copying, so
yeah, Present company included for the most part as well. So, Joel, as somebody who's still working, one of the few who's still able to go because you are essential. Thank you for your service, for being an essential service. What do you see going on with the resale market? Are you still shopping/window shopping at the same rate, or?
I'm still looking around. Like you guys, we're all still looking around, and I'm noticing prices dropping.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe we're looking at the same different things, but
it's a size. My mags are still expensive, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, like I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna get their priorities right and not hold on to pairs, you know, for X amount of weeks and just get rid of them, man. Like, you know, you need the money. Like, people are losing jobs left and right, and you know, you got to get your priorities straight. So it's either you hold on to a pair and, you know, not eat, or just get rid of pairs and, you know, fill up your fridge. So, you know, you just gotta get your priorities in check.
Yeah, I think there's like two directions that it could go, and it obviously depends on the sellers and the buyers. But there's, because a lot of people are working from home / laid off / they're just not working, like they're just waiting for it to blow over. Everyone's at home window shopping. Everyone's all over the internet. Like, I know I spend most of my day on like eBay, like searching like the deepest, darkest pages of eBay, trying to find deals. So there's that side of the population who's like bored and shopping. Like, I think that e-commerce must, I haven't looked at any statistics. I can't even say the fucking word. Statistics.
Statistics.
Thank you. But the e-commerce world must be going through the roof. Like Alvin said, like Amazon packages on every single doorstep. And then there's the other side. So there's the people who are bored and buying, and there's the people who are going broke and selling. So it kind of just depends on who breaks first. So I don't know, but I feel it's going to be interesting to see, because you'll be able to know immediately what it is. Like, if these resellers are just like getting rid of their stock and they're trying to liquidate, or if it's people who are bored and they're just like, I'm bored, I'm just going to buy something, So it'll be interesting to see the direction that it goes. With that being said, Phil, we didn't ask you any pickups in the last couple of weeks.
No. It's NSR. If you guys want to hear about that.
Please go. We'll end the episode on a happier note. Please let us know.
Yeah. I told myself I wasn't going to buy anything. Just because I want to be smart with cash and no one knows what's happening. So I didn't buy anything until I sold those threes. And then I bought the Timberland Supreme collab sweatshirt.
Ooh, I saw that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I bought the Red Hanes socks just because I was eyeing those for the last year or two. But the Timberland sweatshirt was like, whatever.
Expensive.
Was expensive. Supreme does collabs with everyone all the time, but like that Timberland logo was in the mid-90s or late mid-90s, early 2000s. Like, that was the logo and the brand that got me into Timberland, or was they were using when I was seeing it all everywhere. So that one kind of hit home. So that was the one I got.
No, yeah, that was super cool. And like, this is just a side note to kind of finish off this whole discussion. I should have mentioned it when we were talking about boutiques. But a lot of the smaller stores, the boutiques, the retailers are now selling gift cards online. If you haven't understood why, the reason they're doing that is because even if there's nothing in their store that you want now, the gift card gives them cash currently. So if you see a store selling gift cards available online, like if you spend $100 on the gift card, they get that $100 immediately, and you get your shit whenever. So if you have it, if there's a store that you really support, even though there's nothing you want right now, definitely do your best to support the retailers or the boutiques that you like, so that they don't go under because of all this. Because a lot of them are not getting a ton of sales right now because they don't have product or they don't have customers. So if you have it, definitely, if there's some stores, definitely support your local that you support. Definitely try and purchase a gift card. But with that, on that semi-positive note, Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of the podcast wherever you're taking in the episode. First of all, thank you to everyone who's still listening, even though the quality has gone down slightly.
Yeah, we're
not all together anymore, so the audio quality is not the best, and sometimes there's a little bit of delay, or sometimes Joel's Wi-Fi completely turns off while he's in mid-sentence.
Sorry, guys.
So thank you, like, for real, thank you to everyone who's still listening. We're doing this as much for you guys who are saying you want content to consume as we are for us, because we need something to do as well. So thank you for still rocking with us. I know we're doing double the episodes now, so hopefully you guys like that. If not, well, too bad, because we like it. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much more. You can find that at canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pole, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsold@gmail.com, and do not forget to use hashtag canadagotsold on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at ldoggystyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at joe_d3oney.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Phil, do you have a cool send-off yet? You've been on the show, like, enough now that you should have a cool send-off.
No, just the regular stuff.
My name's Phil, and I'm your sole purpose.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I'll work on it. It's at sole purpose, S-O-L-E purpose.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 105 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and at sole purpose, and we are out. Peace. Wash your hands.
Wash your hand.
New York, come on.
Stay the fuck home.
Stay home.
Speaking of stay home, you guys want to hang out tomorrow?
Netflix party.
Oh, we could do Netflix party.